Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show. Mark Cox shortlist.
Actually, I just want to say a number. Zero.
0% inflation.
87,000 potential new agents to audit everyday working class Americans.
My concern is this midterm election.
Hey, the FBI is busy, and apparently so will the IRS be pretty busy soon as well. Glad you're back with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. 87,000 new agents are going to be out there helping to police your taxation. Isn't that great? It's a Democrat dream. We're happy you're with us, so it's a Thursday morning, and thanks for hanging in there. Right. We're live on Facebook this morning. We're in jail on YouTube this morning. And apparently, a rat got into the transmitter and we had some signal issues a little bit earlier. But I apologize for that. Hopefully that is all behind us now. And if you had trouble earlier, just understand that I know you probably missed our John Solomon interview this morning at 8, that 5:37 is when we had that on. So you can go to the website, 971talk.com/Cox, and we'll have that posted up there for you to listen to a little
you
later.
You had to say something, didn't you?
About what? Oh, no. All right. So if you're listening on Facebook,
thanks.
It would appear that maybe the signal went down again. We've been having problems. I think it's the FBI. And I can say that because we're not on the air and they can't hear me. Yeah. We are in Facebook, though. If you're following us on Facebook, you can still follow the show there. We appreciate
son
that.
Of a...
And now the Odyssey app's down, too, if that's not working. Is
the
that
Odyssey
correct?
App is intermittent.
Intermittent. All right. I don't know. I used to blame the Russians. Now I have to blame the FBI. It's Christopher Wray's fault.
There's it used to be foreign actors. Now it's domestic actors.
Oh, anyway, what can you do, right? We'll get it figured out. We got our crack engineering staff is working on it.
Oh, we're back on.
All right, we're back. See how fast our engineers work? I apologize for that if you missed any of that. And fortunately, nothing I said about the FBI just then got broadcast over the radio.
It's just us,
so
us
I'm safe.
Bitching about not being on the air.
Yeah, there was a little bit of that. There was. Hey, coming up, I at bottom of the hour, just steel yourselves for it, Facebook crew who watches every day, and we appreciate you. We really do love you for that. We do. But I do have a bunch of people on Facebook who disagree strongly with Mark's opinion on marijuana legalization. And coming up here at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Adam Karazuba. He's the director of clinical services at the Sante Center for Healing. And he's talking about not the psychosis that Laura Ingraham's been describing when she's had doctors on talking about this, but he is talking about the fact that the weed that is available these days that is grown commercially, that it has taken the THC levels to a new level, and that it's creating a lot of addiction problems, and it's something you need to be aware of, because in November we've discovered This is going to be on the ballot. Recreational marijuana is already available in Illinois. It will be on the ballot in Missouri. And pretty soon it'll be everywhere, right? And you just need to be aware of it because your kids are going to be aware of it. Your kids are going to be more exposed to it. And you need to be aware of some of the challenges that are out there. And this is coming from a researcher and a counselor who's seen this firsthand. He's a licensed licensed social worker, and we'll talk to him at the bottom of the hour about that. So just get ready. You can get the phone lines ready. I'll take phone calls afterwards, 314-241-9797. I promise. I'll take calls about that. I mean, if that's something you feel strongly about, but I want you to hear what Adam has to say about this before you start in on the, but alcohol, that's always the argument I hear. But you like to drink, Mark. You talk about bourbon all the time. What's the difference if I want to get stoned?
We're going to have bourbon Saturday.
I don't care what you do in your house. I don't. What I do worry about, and alcohol is certainly a problem for younger kids as well, is the influence that this has on their use of drugs, other drugs. I think it does. I do think that in younger people, probably not older, grizzled, veteran users of weed, but in younger people, it does introduce them to the other opportunities. And that's my concern.
Here's a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it better, though, to have it regulated where people are buying it, where they know what they're getting, as opposed to on the street where it could be laced with something like fentanyl?
Well, I'm perfectly willing to accept that. But my discussion with people who have utilized the fact that it's legal in Illinois now is this. If you get pulled over in the state of Illinois and they catch you with marijuana, do they even prosecute you for that anymore because it's now legal? So you don't know where it came from. If you go to one of the dispensaries in Illinois, it's my understanding you're going to pay 25 or 30% more for that bag than you'd pay if you bought it on the street, if you know somebody that's selling it privately.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're avoiding that or not. I don't know how many people are, well, now that it's legal, does it really matter where I buy it? You don't have to show a receipt to the cop.
Because you can grow it. You can also grow it yourself.
Grow in your backyard if you want to. So I don't know. I would agree if you're getting it from a more trustworthy source, potentially. Scott, I would agree with that.
But yeah. I can also see the idea that the people that are going to the dispensaries probably aren't the ones that would buy it on the street in the first place.
Correct. And I remember specifically Trisha Siegman and I having this conversation one time about the fact that she knew somebody, she lives in Illinois, who did the math on it, and that you could get it considerably cheaper if you knew a private source than by paying all the taxes. Let's face it, the reason the state of Illinois did this, the reason the state of Missouri is even considering it, is that they're going to make bank off of it.
Yeah.
They're going to charge some exorbitant amount of taxes on it with the excuse that, oh, well, if somebody does get addicted, we'll use part of the tax money to pay for their counseling. Like, we don't care as long as we're getting extra tax revenue into the state. The state of Illinois doesn't care about that. They're making hundreds of millions of dollars off of it.
That's kind of the same thing that happens with gambling.
Sure.
Any kind of gambling, state-sponsored gambling, they say, you know, some of the money will go towards gambling addicts.
1-800-BETS-OFF.
So, yeah, supposedly that was going to help education, too, when they approved it in Missouri.
What?
Yeah, back in the, you remember that back in the
90s? I remember it.
It always starts out with, oh, this is going toward education.
And then the general fund just gets bigger.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm just saying it's gonna be on the ballot, and we'll talk about some of the concerns. I had a sheriff on one time. Maybe we'll get him back on here from the county immediately north of Denver, out in Colorado, and they were having a debate there about some legal. It was already legal, but they were having some additional debate over. Oh, I think maybe it's when it was first being debated here, and he's a big opponent of it because of what he's seen from a criminal justice standpoint. He says that they're accidents on there. He said it's a lagging indicator, but they've had more car accidents. They've got problems with, it's still illegal to to transport it for sale somewhere else. But people will go to Colorado and buy it and then drive it back to whatever state where it was illegal. This is about a year and a half, 2 years ago, we did that interview. But maybe we find him again and let him come on and talk about it. He had a lot of legitimate concerns from the black market as well, because that does still thrive in that environment because they can still undercut whatever the state store is selling it for.
Right.
I know it's not a state store, but...
It all depends whether you trust the government or you trust your guy.
Yeah, when I grew up in Ohio, we had state stores. To buy liquor, you had to go to the state store. They do that in Florida, I know for sure.
They do it in other states, too.
And it had a seal on the top of it from the state of Ohio proving that they had paid their taxes on it, and then they were able to go sell it at the state store.
In Florida, you're only allowed to have some in supermarkets. That's why the Publix have the Publix, and then right next to it, they have the liquor store.
They have a separate store.
You can sell beer and wine in the supermarket, but not anything harder than that.
And when I was in Florida, for my bourbon drinking fans out there, of course, when I see a liquor store, I go into it and I ask a couple of questions.
You're on the hunt.
Because I'm always on the hunt for certain types of bourbon.
Smart.
And the answer I got most often was, we don't carry that. Only ABC stores have that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the difference is, but apparently the ABC stores have the corner on some of the better bourbon in Florida, even though you can go to a non-ABC store and buy liquor.
Yeah, they don't want to deal with the hassle.
There's nothing more complicated than liquor laws in different
states. Right,
50
states. We used to have blue laws here. You couldn't buy beer on Sunday.
Yeah.
Except that you can buy your liquor in Florida and transport it to Missouri. You can't buy your pot and transport it to another state and it's still federally illegal to take it across state lines, supposedly.
That has to change.
If you get caught.
That has to change.
Of course,
soon.
You wouldn't be prosecuted in the city anyway.
True.
But the federal government is going to have to change that law. They've got to address it.
Is law enforcement confiscating gummies? I mean, are they stopping people? And
how do you know?
I don't know.
And Mark, if people had gummies and chocolates, it wouldn't smell that bad downtown.
I might be in support of this law if it had a clause in it saying that they had to splice the plant to get rid of the stink.
The skunk.
You can sell it in Missouri if it doesn't smell like something out of the rear end of a skunk. How about that? A modest proposal.
Amendment. Yeah. Let's call Jay Ashcroft.
It's not just the smell. I'm making light of it. I'm getting a lot of people mad. We'll talk to Adam Carazuba about it here at the bottom of the hour. I promise you that. Oh, boy. Hey, I played this for you before on a number of occasions, but I feel compelled to play it for you again. Because of the different Anthony Fauci stances on masks, no masks, that you don't need a mask. Remember that one? Listen to this. Hold on.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
So Anthony Fauci, who's been in just raging battles with people like Rand Paul over this issue of COVID and how to protect it and whether or not the United States, which knew about this lab in Wuhan, China, was funding it. Because what we know about the lab in Wuhan, China, is that they were working on gain of function research, which means taking a virus and weaponizing it in many cases, making it more virulent than it already was. I know you remember him, Rand Paul, bringing this up with Fauci.
An infection or a vaccine. What I'm saying is they have immunity and everybody agrees they have immunity. What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You had the vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts.
Yeah, so Fauci is back again. So you know Fauci's said he would retire when Joe Biden retired. He wouldn't last past the end of the this administration, because I think he probably sees what's coming, and he just decided that after 45 years being the highest paid government employee in Washington, he's probably done, right? What you need to understand about Fauci, and it's the problem with a lot of people in the medical profession, is the God image that many of them have of themselves, right? That I am the medical professional. You are not. Your opinion doesn't matter to me, right? But Fauci's arrogance is unrestrained. When you talk about gain-of-function research and whether or not the United States knew what was going on in Wuhan, there's plenty of evidence COVID leaked from that facility in Wuhan. It didn't come from a bat being sold in a wet market. Those bats are 500 or 1,000 miles away from that wet market. Anthony Fauci is so arrogant in his belief that the general public just doesn't get it, that he goes to a conference of other scientists and they're all laughing at you if you believe that gain-of-function research was going on, right, and the United States was paying for it, which Fauci has denied, and Rand Paul stands by that claim, or that it was even created in a lab. So I want you to hear what he said in front of this group of fellow scientists as he was basically laughing at anybody who dared to disagree with him.
We're at the epicenter of the initial outbreak. WA1, Washington 1, is considered the ancestral model strain.
I developed the ancestral model strain. I created it.
That's right. You let it loose.
I was in my kitchen.
You let it loose. Yeah. Right. Okay. Right. Gain of function. Here we come. Right. You were here making arancia, Italian meatballs, and that's a gain of function. All right. We're at the.
How many people died during COVID? I'm just throwing that out there. And it's now a laughing matter for Dr. Fauci to go to a conference with his fellow scientists and laugh about the theories that this was created by human beings, when it seems pretty obvious the United States was involved with that lab in Wuhan, China, and knew there was gain of function research going on there. Oh, no, I did that. I did that in my kitchen. Ha, 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 ha. He also looks at you with disdain if you don't want to listen to his advice that you're masking inside, even though he's already told you you don't need to mask inside, is critical to the future of America. And he seems to think that this originated with him. That, again, listen to the arrogance in this soundbite.
When you tell people they need to mask in an indoor congregate setting when you're in a zone that has a high dynamic of infection, and that is looked upon by a lot of people, not everybody, as an encroachment on your freedom. We've never had that before. It's almost inexplicable.
Right.
We've never had that before, where the government has told people to do something and they haven't done it.
Yeah.
We've never had that before in America. There was never a Tea Party. There's never been a revolution against the Brits, against tyranny. We've never had that before, but we're seeing it now, according to Dr. Fauci. Just so you know. Coming up, Adam Karazuba. He is a counselor. He works at the Sante Center for Healing as the director of clinical services. And he's got some warnings for the state of Missouri, who may be about to legalize marijuana recreationally. It's straight ahead on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Worried worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I had to wait for the payoff there. I had to wait for Dylan to start singing, Carl.
Everybody must get stoned, Mark.
Had to wait for everybody on the Facebook page to catch up there. And, I mentioned this earlier, that, of course, Missouri got its initiative petition on the ballot, the people in favor of legalizing marijuana recreationally. So it's not legal today. We have medical marijuana. It's legal across the river in Illinois. And in November, when the voters go to the polls to vote in a new U.S. senator, they're also going to have an opportunity to vote thumbs up or thumbs down on legalizing marijuana. And we've been talking about it a lot on this show. You know, I'm sort of opposed to the idea. Well, I'm really opposed to the idea. But a lot of people disagree with me. I think it's probably going to pass. So you at least have to look at some of the known problems that this could create, whether you support it or not. Adam Karazuba is joining me this morning, and he is the director of clinical services at the Sante Center for Healing. It's one of the longest running addiction treatment centers in the country. Adam, welcome into the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Correct me if I'm wrong here, maybe you know the numbers. I think there are 25 or 26 states now in the country where recreational marijuana is legal.
Yeah. I'm not sure the exact number, but I know that number is close and increasing.
Yes. So from a counseling point of view, what are you guys seeing on the ground, in terms of, has there been a tick up in addiction issues? And I thought I'd always heard the argument that marijuana was not addictive.
Yeah, we are definitely seeing an uptick in both admissions that are directly related to marijuana, as well as, marijuana being a secondary drug of choice for folks who are coming into treatment.
Okay. You mean they're coming into treatment for opioid abuse or something, and this is a secondary issue?
Sure. In terms of, I wouldn't even say the issue, but the secondary choice, right? So an alcoholic who comes in, you know, they're using marijuana in addition to, but alcohol may be their primary substance they're dealing with.
Yeah. So whenever I bring this up, I get a lot of heat on my Facebook page, my followers, my callers who are big proponents, a lot of them, of legalization. Maybe that's from wherever they're coming from, because they're libertarians or just because they don't think weed does any damage or any of that. How does this problem compare to the problem you see from alcohol, for example?
I think that, you know, certainly the availability of alcohol presents with a, you know, greater frequency. However, there is a definite increase since we started to see some legalization.
Yes.
And, you know, I appreciate, you know, different viewpoints on it. You know, I always personally lean on the idea of recreational or not. If, you know, I'm on a plane, I don't want my pilot high. Right. Or if I have a loved one going into open heart surgery, I would like the doctor to not be high. You know, and so, you know, there are people who can drink and not be alcoholics. There will be people in this world who can smoke marijuana and not be addicted. But there definitely is an increase in the number of people we're seeing.
Right.
With marijuana dependence, yeah.
So this may be a simpleton question. I don't know. But I know that nicotine is always blamed for being the addictive substance in cigarettes. That's always seemed to be the focus when it came to cigarette addiction. What is it with marijuana? Is it the THC?
It is the THC. That is the chemical component that triggers dopamine in the brain. And the CBD does not, certainly to that extent. And, you know, there is medical benefit. Again, if regulated, if you know, done by a professional.
Right.
You know, there has, you know, studies show there's a benefit to that. But the study that came out last week talking about the, you know, the increase in the amount of THC, it's hitting the brain differently.
Yeah. Let's talk about that for a minute. Adam Karazuba is my guest. He works with the clinical folks there at the Sante Center for Healing. He's the director of clinical services. This study was published Monday in the journal Lancet, and it talked about the fact that the marijuana you're buying at these dispensaries these days that's commercially grown for that purpose is very different, for example, than maybe the weed your grandparents smoked at some rock concert back in the 60s.
Yeah, the increased potency, if we wanted to look at it as a business, it would serve the consumer well. However, in this case, it's dangerous to the consumer.
So do you have any data on the impact this has on younger people versus older? I mean, is there a greater danger if an 18 or a 19 year old or a 17 year old for that matter is a daily smoker as compared to maybe somebody who's in their 50s?
Definitely, very dangerous persists, you know, throughout ages, but you know, that young brain not being fully developed, there's a significant increased risk for long-term significant mental health, increased levels of anxiety, depression, and directly tied to psychotic disorders when used early on.
Wow. So in other words, I don't want to draw this conclusion because I haven't seen the study, but if it leads to those kinds of risks, and we're about to double down on the availability of it, so to speak. I mean, Missouri's going to legalize it. I'm sure there are other states that probably have it on the ballot this fall. What's your concern moving forward? I mean, what's the real risk to society here?
So the risks involve the same risk we would have with alcohol, right? Where there are some people who can have a beer or two.
Yeah.
And that's not problematic for them. It impacts them in no way, in a negative way, essentially. Marijuana, there's the same risk where there will be people who are able to use it and have no significant short-term or long-term impacts on their functioning. And then there will be some who, based on genetics, based on, you know, their emotional history, any trauma history, will not be able to stop.
So, Adam, just one last question. Do you believe marijuana is a gateway drug?
The studies and our information based on who we treat here at Sante Center, there is a definite connection between marijuana use and other substance use.
Interesting. Adam Karazuba, listen, I appreciate you giving me some time this morning.
Absolutely.
Yep, take care of yourself. Appreciate that. He is the Director of Clinical Services at the Sante Center for Healing, one of the biggest addiction treatment centers in the country. I'm getting comments on Facebook. Is this guy a doctor? Maybe have a doctor on. This guy sounds like he's, it's a snoozer interview. Cut it short. Clearly, people don't want to listen to what he has to say, but it's a point of view that's important for us to consider. It's not me saying it. I mean, he's a licensed counselor, social worker, and he thinks that it leads to other problems. He's seen it in the practice up there. I'm just saying. Let me get to your phone calls on it, because I know a lot of you disagree with me on it, and that's fine. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Put the bong down, pick up the phone, dial that number, and we'll talk about it. We'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Down the ball. That's just not realistic.
Thank you, Senator Kennedy. I appreciate that. Put down the bong. Smoking pot from a bong. How about that? All right. Let me get to the phones here real quick. Lou, welcome into the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I'm sorry I missed most of what this guy said. I'm assuming he was on for more than just a minute because I just did turn on the radio and heard the tail end of what he said.
Right.
But I can tell you that of what little I heard, he is talking truth, man. I worked in psychiatry for most of my career, 36 years as a nurse, and I saw so many patients come in. And one of the most common denominators was that they were smoking pot. And I literally did ask doctors, is there a connection here? And from time to time, even the diagnosis on the patient would be related to them smoking pot. And there was a study that was put out by Hillsdale College, a guy that wrote for them, who was himself not a doctor, but he was married to a psychiatrist. And he asked his wife, is there a connection between smoking pot and mental illness? And she says, are you kidding? And she started elaborating. And so he started researching it and found out, oh, yes, indeed, there's a huge connection, because people who smoke pot, who have, you know, no history of mental illness previously, now have a higher tendency to have schizophrenia is the main thing, and people who already have a history of schizophrenia and start smoking pot not only have a worsening of their conditioning, their condition as far as hallucinations and other problems like that, but there was a huge increase in their aggressive behavior.
Hmm. Well, listen, so
Go ahead.
No, I appreciate your input on that. And the primary complaint I've gotten about this interview so far is that, well, he's not a medical doctor. I mean, he's in a clinical setting looking at this stuff. I mean, I didn't. The clinic made him available for interviews on this issue. So I don't want people mm-hmm. to think this was some setup on my part. I mean, I thought it was an interesting subject, and I think it's a conversation worth having.
It definitely is, and I wouldn't knock the guy just because he's not a doctor. If he works in the area, I mean, I worked with people who were just social workers, you know, that people could say the same thing about them. You know, I mean, they could say, I'm not a doctor. Well, yeah, I'm not a doctor, but I'm a registered nurse. I worked for over three decades with psychiatric patients, spoke with other psychiatrists who totally agree with the study that Hillsdale College put out.
Yeah.
But that kind of stuff is not what meets the criteria for talking about this subject. Well, you know, this subject has been taken over. You know, it's another one of those things, just like with COVID. Some things can't be said about marijuana because if you say them, they're going to shut you down.
Yeah.
You're a nut. You don't know what you're talking about.
Lou, thank you for your thoughts on that. I appreciate you calling in this morning. I really do. I will say this. I don't think that everybody who smokes pot is addicted to it, just like I know everybody who has a beer isn't addicted to it. That's not the issue here. But what I do think is that the greater availability of it is going to be a signal to kids that it's okay, and they're the ones most at risk, in my opinion. You heard not just my opinion. You heard the counselor say that as well. So let me get to Joe here on line two. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I don't understand how this is going to help society with our workforce. I mean, people don't want to get out of bed and go to work now. I mean, stoners usually don't want to work real hard. The ones I've always seen.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't comment. I can't comment on that. I do know. I've heard people say that they know people who have to get stoned to go to work to deal with the stress.
Here's the thing: no one's really looking at. There's no test to prove when you smoke. Alcohol is basically one drink is out of your body basically in an hour to 2 hours. If you get high on a Friday night when you're not working and you come to work on a Monday the next week and they drug test you, they think you're high. It stays in your body 28 days.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's something to think of if they drug test you at work for sure. I don't know. Let me get to Steve on line one. Steve, what's on your mind?
Hey, don't you remember when you went to high school that used to be kids kind of divide themselves up in groups that you had, like, you know, the jocks and then you had the stoners and all whatnot?
Yeah.
Well, recently, several years back, I went to the high school reunion, and it turned out that the group of people that were, you know, so-called stoners or whatever, all of them turned out to be just nothing more than complete failures. I mean, they just, you know, a couple of them ended up in jail. The other couple ended up being alcoholics. I mean, it was just a really sad testament to, you know, what was, you know, the effect of what, you know, happened to these people.
Interesting. That's an interesting observation, Steve, and one that I would agree with you on. I know it's not scientific, but, you know, everybody knew the Jeff Spicoli, and not all of them got $1 million and hired Van Halen to play their birthday party, right? Can we agree on that? I mean, I think we can.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me.
Hey, bud. Let's party.
Oh, sorry. Don't get angry with me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just saying. You're going to get to vote on it, and you're probably going to win in November if you're in favor of it. Just saying. Things we should look at. Coming up, an exclusive interview here with Christina Bobb, the attorney for Donald Trump, who was at Mar-a-Lago when the raid happened. She's coming up at about 8:10. Don't miss it. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.